somebody is not doing chanting japa, somebody is not following vegetarianism, but they are doing shravanam, kirtanam, what is their destination? See, you know, this question, what is someone's destination, it presumes omniscience. You know, for all practical purposes, you know, we can't know even our own destination. You know, Prabhupada has assured us, and in that sense we can say that after practicing bhakti nicely we'll go to Krishna. But then there is also, you know, we also have to become purified. So we understand that if anybody is connected with Krishna, they will get elevated, and Krishna will give them further facilities to practice bhakti. So where they will go exactly, that will vary from person to person. So sometimes we become a little too judgmental. You know, if you're doing this, you're not doing this, you're not doing this, you're not doing this, then therefore you're not practicing bhakti properly. Well, there's no guarantee that everybody who's an ISKCON devotee, they're going to go back to Godhead also. So yes, you may say, okay, chant 16 rounds, 4 regular principles. What does that mean? 16 rounds, if I chant 16 rounds while watching TV, and I do that, and if I do that throughout my life, every day, 2 hours I watch TV, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. I counted 16 rounds. So will I go back to Godhead? So, you know, these are statements which are given to inspire us to practice bhakti wholeheartedly. But whether everything in a literal sense is going to turn out the same way, we don't really know that. And we know that if we are following Krishna's pure devotee, we are in Krishna's circle and Krishna will take care of us. But the exact thing they taken care of, that may vary from person to person. So, similarly, those who are practicing bhakti in this way, they are connected with Krishna, and Krishna will take them to a place where they will stay connected with him. In fact, they will be able to better connect with him also. But we say chanting is the yuga dharma, but there are many Vaishnava sampradayas also who don't emphasize so much chanting. But if you look at their lives, some of those followers of Vaishnava, they are very saint. So is it that because they are not chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, or they are not chanting japa a particular number of rounds, they are not going to get elevated? No, we don't have to become too judgmental about this. See, we see that each is a sampradaya is like a university. And each university will have to some extent its own mode of examination, its own syllabus, its own way of assessments. The purpose is the same, that you want to give a degree. But each university will have some variation. So in our sampradaya, our acharya has told us to chant a particular number of rounds, and that is our primary sadhana. In some other sampradaya, they may tell you do deity worship every day, and then mantra japa you do whenever you can or whatever. So then, if they are following that, they will also be elevated. Now, how much who will be elevated is dependent not just on the external practices; it is dependent on the internal connection with Krishna. And of course, the external practices help connecting with Krishna better. So naturally, doing more external practices sincerely is always advantageous. But we have to just focus on recognizing that we are be faithful to what we are practicing. At the same time, we be respectful to what others are practicing. And don't become judgmental about who is going to go where. Does that answer your question?
Yes.